I'm joined by Oscar Byrne for another rendition of Good News Mondays, which this time of the week, you know, it can be tough going, especially at the moment. There's probably more reasons to be frustrated or sad or annoyed than there is good ones. So Oscar always joins us. Give us a rundown of some of the best good news from not only off our very shores, but around the world. Isn't that right, Oscar?
That is indeed correct, Jared. Yeah, of course, it was introduced in the face of lockdown, so it's especially relevant and I think needed during, as you said, these challenging times.
This is an essential service. Your work,
it is indeed.
Your work is bringing good energies, positive outlooks on the world for many, Oscar. So you should be proud
indeed,
of yourself.
Indeed.
Give yourself a pat on
thank
the back.
You, Likewise, mate. Likewise.
In fact, you should go and talk to mum and dad, and I reckon you get to decide what's for dinner tonight. That's how good you've been.
I hope it's chicken. I want chicken.
You want chicken? What's going on, Oscar? Yeah. You sound a little faint as compared to the last time that we spoke.
A little faint. I don't know. I might need some good news to perk myself up.
I meant the actual line. The line. I was wondering if you're in a different spot of the house or.
No. I'm talking at the same distance.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds better.
Is it all right now?
The last 10 seconds have sounded a little better, to be fair. So,
cool.
Let's get out. What's been happening, Oscar? How are you? It's been so long since we've seen one another. We chat pretty regularly, but we haven't actually been face to face, and we're probably not keeping up to date with what we're actually each up to.
Yeah, man, I mean, good. Of course, I did my first fill-in on Thursday, which was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Filling in for our good friend
Beth Tracy.
Thursday drive.
Yeah.
You did a fantastic job as well. I was in the car. It was good stuff,
thanks,
man.
Mate. Yeah, appreciate that. Learn from the best.
Really good stuff, man.
Thanks, dude. But yeah, other than that, I mean, probably similar to you. We've been bouncing music off each other. I've been listening to a lot of music, trying to write a bit of music with my granddad in Dublin virtually, which has been interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah, it's been fun. What about you? You had a big weekend.
You
made a purchase.
I had one of the best weekends I've had in a long time. Right, so
hit me,
try
hit
this
me.
On for size, right? If you're ready for this, Oscar. Saturday, my good friend Jordan, who I've known for a couple of years, play a bit of music with him. He's pretty much my only mate. Not my only mate, but he's the only friend that I surf with regularly and stuff.
Yeah,
he's
surf buddy.
He moved into my place. So one of my good friends, Rachel, unfortunately had to move out last week. But Jordan's taken her place and he's come in. We've been for like four surfs with one another already. We're just hanging out. It's like the good old times. We hadn't seen each other in ages, obviously, because we've been in lockdown and then there was other factors at play and all that kind of stuff. But now he's right next door. He's in the bedroom next door to mine. We share a tiny little kind of room in the middle and all that kind of stuff. So how good's
that? Growing out, nice.
So good. And then, so that was good. So that was awesome. We had him around. Saturday, get this, Oscar, right? Record player. So I've been wanting a new record player for a little while. Sank a little bit bigger, so it kind of gets throughout the entirety of the house. There was this. I sent you a photo of it, right? You saw it.
Very 70s. Yeah, the whole setup.
So it's like a wooden. It's so cool. And like it's like essentially a cabinet that's like just has a working record player in it. $200 is all they wanted for it.
What's the catch?
Well, the cash was nothing. It was just that it was their grandparents who, Valet have since moved on. Obviously, your thoughts go out. But they just wanted to, they just wanted to kind of move along. They've got to do all this kind of stuff. And they just wanted to give it to someone who kind of wanted a record player. That's why they didn't, like, jack the price up heaps. And they were even nice enough to, because a Gumtree purchase, they even said, well, you can't come and pick it up yet, obviously with restrictions, but we'll take the app off and we can just sort this out later on once everything's kind of cooled down a little bit. So incredible people. And they just had a record player. So like, we don't need another one. So take this one off our hands, which is so good. Absolute daylight robbery. That was a steal for me. And then, of course, the mighty Sydney Swans, one of the most important things in my life is the outcome. It's a real weekend shaper, the outcome of the recent Swans match. And, of course, we beat our crosstown rivals, GWS Giants, last night on the Gold Coast, down by 30. Down by as much as 30 early in the game and ended up kicking away in the second half to win by 26 points, if you can believe that, Oscar. My housemates and I were up and about. The floor was rocking with pride for
big Swans household.
Oh man,
huge
Swans household. So that was the good stuff. But anyway, yeah. I'll stop boring you with the details and stop being so self-serving as to tell you how good my weekend was.
Oh, sorry. Just choking on a little bit of orange. My apologies.
You got to get your 2 and 5 somehow, Oscar. Isn't that right?
That's it, mate. Yeah. So let's get the good. let's get the good news started, shall
Absolutely.
We? Let's do it. Now, Jared, as you know, COVID testing numbers have shot through the roof, with 80,000 tests taking place just on Friday alone.
Yep.
A tough job indeed. Staff from the clinics in New South Wales have said that random acts of kindness from the community are helping to boost their morale.
How so?
How so? Thanks for asking. Captain Braden from the Picton Reception Clinic in southwestern Sydney said, we've been pleasantly surprised by people coming to our swabbing clinic, bringing boxes of chocolates, pizzas, flowers, just nice little gifts like that. Just to, keep them motivated. It's such a tough job. She was saying that she barely gets a break. I think you were talking before about how we're doing our bit. I think they're definitely doing their bit for the community.
Absolutely.
So a big shout out to all the testers.
And they're easily forgotten. It's sometimes could probably be a thankless job. I have absolutely no doubts that they've copped a mouthful of two off certain individuals. It's like, you know, when you're, I don't know, even like COVID marshals and stuff at places, it's like they're just trying to do their job, and there's, I don't know, some people for whatever reason just can't bite their tongue and they blow up about something that, I don't know.
Emotions are high.
Right. People are volatile at the moment, which I can totally understand, but your thanks have got to go out to those. Good. Similar to, I don't know. Did you ever put, was it a thing in your kind of neighbourhood growing up that around Christmas time you put like a six pack of beer on top of the bins when you roll them out on midnight?
No, that wasn't really a thing. I don't know if my neighbourhood was friendly enough to do that. I lived across from a hostel.
Fair enough.
They probably would have napped that.
It would have gone. Yeah, no, where I grew up in a regional town, that was like a thing. You put I don't think we did it all that much, but you definitely saw it in spits and spats. People would put a six pack of beer on top of the bins, like to thank the kind of garbage men around Christmas.
Their hard work
for the year. Yeah, it was cool. It always put a smile on my dial, that's for sure.
Is that encouraging drink driving though? No.
That's not on you, all right? And they're warm. They'd be left out. It's summer. Do you know what I mean? So,
Is that an act of kindness or is that just a disservice?
You're not tempting fate, I don't feel like. And I'll tell you what, if someone's willing to drink a warm beer while they're behind the road in January, that says more about them than it says about me. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's keep going with the good news.
Yep.
We always need one bit of good news about an elderly person. It always puts a smile on my dial. An 87-year-old has had his dream of flying a Tiger Moth jet granted. You got to see the picture. You got to see the image. The 87-year-old Mount Gambier resident has taken to the skies in a vintage Tiger Moth after a charity granted his lifelong wish.
Nice.
He said, yeah, good for him. He said the feeling of the wind thrashing his face in the open cockpit and seeing the world glide beneath the aircraft wings had conjured up a whirlwind of emotions, as is to be expected. He's 87. Good Lord, I don't know if I'd pick for him, but is that a bit too old?
I'm not doing that at 87. I'm not doing that at 27. Absolutely.
I don't even know if I'll make it to 87.
Live fast, die young. Live fast, die young, Oscar. Live old.
If
you keep rocking around in, what are they called? Moth jets or whatever they are. What are they called?
Tiger moth jets.
If you keep rocking around in tiger moth jets, I don't know, like the law of averages suggests you're probably not going to make it to 87 if you keep getting like small jet planes.
Mr. Merivale, he lives alone. He regularly attends outings organised by the Australian Red Cross, which helps reduce isolation in regional communities. And after 2 years of telling the Red Cross about his dream, he finally got the chance to don a leather flying hat and climb on board.
Rock and roll, like a regular Tom Cruise. He's the maverick to our goose.
He's a maverick. He enjoyed a 20-minute loop-the-loop flight over the breathtaking limestone coast.
Nice. With Kenny Loggins. With Kenny Loggins blasting on the stereo over the highway. He's flying around. Then he got out, played some volleyball on the beach, shirtless volleyball.
Oiled
up.
One life-saver. Slow motion. Him in the middle with like a, that's it. But, he said he had so much fun and, he wasn't expecting when he turned the aircraft upside down.
Good news. Now, we do have to move on pretty quickly, Oscar. So I think we should just do one final plug here for, like we said before, starting next week, we're going to hope that maybe there's some listener submissions for some good news that maybe they've done themselves, they've seen, maybe it was a loved one, anecdotal. They might have just seen a good Samaritan. I don't know, pick up someone else's poo, at like dog poo, not another person's poo.
All human poo.
All human. Yeah, good Samaritan, do you know what I mean? I'm not fussy. All I'm saying is that you can email into, what's the email, Oscar?
The email is 2scrgoodnews@gmail.com, capital G for good, capital N for news, and S-E-R is lower caps. So, yeah, once again, QSER, goodnews@gmail.com, capital G, capital N, lowercase S-E-R.
Lovely. And then we'll be reading out some fan submissions hopefully next week. So
yeah, we will. Get us with your good news.
Continue creating this community, you know, Monday, 2SER listeners just getting in together. It might even inspire someone to go out and do some good news on the off chance that someone else will see it and
maybe
and submit. So
maybe we need an email for bad news.
Oh, yeah.
Or is that too evil?
That sounds like playing with fire.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's not encourage
the public. What's the Spider-Man thing? With great power comes great responsibility. We have a responsibility to look for the best. But you never know. Maybe for a cheeky gag, we can look at
And we are, as you said, we're essential workers. So we're doing our bit with the good news, so we need to keep on track.
That's it.